Excited to have some in-studio guests today here at KMHL, and Nick Klein's with us from the Walnut Grove Mercantile, just not too far from us, so I can probably look out the window and see you over there. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Heath?
Good. Thanks for coming over today. It's kind of an exciting time. I know that Walnut Grove Mercantile, we're talking about your fudge all the time. Great fudge, delicious fundraisers, but we're getting to a busy time, too, where you're doing lots of summertime things, honey and barbecue sauce and grilling and all kinds of good stuff. So we got a lot to cover today, don't we?
We do. We better get going.
I think so. Let's start with fudge because that's, like I said, kind of the keystone for you guys. And you've got a delicious new fudge. Springtime is here. Rhubarb is in season. And you've brought us some rhubarb crisp fudge this morning.
That's right. This is such a great time of year because May is just the perfect time for rhubarb. And I was actually baking a couple pies over the weekend. So I figured I had to bring in some rhubarb crisp fudge for you today. You know, I know you'll really enjoy it. We have a lot of people who will wait all year round just for this. I know there's a lady up in northern Minnesota that always orders. We always ship it off to her every May. And some people just cannot get enough of it. I see you enjoying it over there.
Well, I see the hunks of rhubarb inside of it right away. And it is absolutely delicious. A little cinnamon dust on the top.
You bet.
That's really good.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoy it. So it's such a great time of year. Like I said, you have rhubarb coming in May, and we're just leading into grilling season and the beginning of summer. And we have so many great items. If you are a big fan of grilling or smoking or whatever you love, we have all different kinds of seasoned salts. We have different grills and wing sauces. Of course, we have our own barbecue sauce that we make. Yep. And if any of you out there have not had our barbecue sauce, you need to come in. We were just making it yesterday. It makes the whole building smell so good when we cook it.
I would imagine.
It's just a wonderful, wonderful sauce.
Yeah, no doubt. So you can get all of that right now. And are you a grill guy yourself?
I am a little bit of a grill guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So, I mean, literally everything that you need for grilling from, you know, the seasonings, the rubs, the sauces, all the way down to, you know, the utensils you need to do it. You've kind of got a little of everything, haven't
you? That's right. And, you know, some people are chicken grillers. Some people are beef grillers. Maybe you're a vegetarian and you love grilling some veggies on the grill.
Sure.
We have seasonings for all of that. We have sauces for all of that. So there's no reason not to come in, you know, take a few samples and take some home with you to give it a try.
Okay. So let's talk about these up north seasonings because you've got, have you tried all these? Are they absolutely
delicious? I haven't got to them yet. It's just the beginning of summer.
Okay.
I'm working my way through them.
All right.
But these are great. The company actually smokes their salts for at least 12 hours in every pack that they put together.
Okay.
And these are pre-mixed in a salt grinder. So they're all ready to be just ground right on top of your meat or your veggies. And ready to use. There's a smoke and chicken blend, a smoke and steer beef blend, even a garlic smoked salt. So this is a new product that we just brought on this spring. It's going to be a lot of great options for anybody looking for something new to try.
I like the new to try. I'm always looking for something new, so I'll be stopping by to give a try to some of these. Those wing sauces, too, you know, everybody loves wings. You know, some people... My brother-in-law, this is what he does, is he boils his wings first, and then he'll either put them on the grill or in the oven, and they crisp up so nice. So I don't know if that's his.
I may have to take that secret and try it next time.
Yeah, give it a try. But, you know, different sauces on wings, you go and give a try to everything and find what you like. You've got a handful of different wing sauces that are absolutely delicious.
I think my favorite one here might be the spicy pineapple teriyaki. Something a little bit different.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a little out of the ordinary, but it just really has some nice flavor.
Yeah, that looks good. Some sweet heat, a little hot pepper bacon. That sounds kind of good, too. So you can try those out. They come in a nice, easy-to-use squeeze bottle. So give a try to the grill and wing sauces in stock right now. Some other rubs and seasoning that come in packets. Let's talk about these.
Sure. So we've got five other packets. It's a company called Salt Sisters, which they make small batch mixes. We have steakhouse flavor, a honey glaze, Memphis barbecue, and then just an all-purpose barbecue. And those are just great all-around rubs. You know, you really can't go wrong with those as you're smoking or you're grilling your meat.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, some days you get the big brisket or you get a big roast or something going, but other days, you know, it's just some brats or some hot dogs. You've got some goodies to go on top there, too.
That's right. I mean, is anything better in the summer than just a brat or a hot dog?
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm a big mustard fan.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're a mustard fan.
I do like mustard.
But there's a lot of different options. There's some horseradish mustard that we have, some dill pickle mustard.
Really?
That one has been very popular. Okay. A lot of people like that dill pickle flavor. I like the jalapeno mustard because I like a little kick.
Sure.
With my sauces. And those just work really well with brats and hot dogs. And, of course, any other hamburger type of food that you would use mustard for.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll be over to grab some horseradish mustard. That sounds pretty tasty. And then you've got all kinds of other good things as well. Jams. Let's talk about that because I know that you've got one that's super duper popular. In fact, you ship it out to restaurants in some instances.
That's right. This has been, we make a raspberry jalapeno jam. And a couple years ago, a restaurant over by in Minnesota by the Mississippi River reached out to us and asked if they could purchase our raspberry jalapeno jam, and they put it on one of their burgers that they serve at their restaurant.
Okay.
And we have sent more cases out to them in the last couple years. And I had never had raspberry jalapeno on a burger before. That was something I would put, as we talked earlier, on with some cream cheese or something like that.
Yeah.
But I tried it, and it's fantastic. So if you've never thought of doing a jam on a burger or a raspberry jalapeno jam, definitely recommend stopping by, picking some up, and giving it a shot.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So some good things there. Of course, we talk dip mixes. Summertime is always good. And throw some sour cream or, mayonnaise together with one of these dip packets. Man, they're tasty.
That's right. I think you have another sample in that room there.
Okay.
We brought over some smoky doki dip for you to try. This is probably my favorite. It works great with some crackers. It works great on any sort of meat or hamburger. It's just a really nice all-around dip. Okay. So let's see what you think.
If I can open this pack of club crackers.
That's right.
I'm having some trouble.
Some new sound.
There we go.
New sound effects for the radio.
That's right. All right. I can smell it before I even dip a cracker in it. It smells delicious.
That's right. And some people, prefer to use some veggies when they're eating their dips. So dip it in with a carrot or a piece of celery. But what do you think?
That's really good. It's got that little smoky and then a little, what that finishing taste is, but it's good. And a burger too. You can put that on a burger.
Yeah, that'd go great on a burger. So
don't tell
anybody.
We actually
are sampling that. We're sampling that today at the store. So if you get over to the Mercantile today, we'll have that out on sample. You can give it a shot and hopefully enjoy it and take some home with you.
Yeah, that is really good. So lots of different mixes there. You even got some dessert mixes too, haven't you?
We do. A lot of times when you're out having a picnic or you're grilling, it's nice just to kind of have maybe a cheesecake or a summery cake with some berries. We do some different dessert mixes that are some cheese balls, if you've ever had one of those before, or just some chilled dips that add a little sweetness to your life, like a little cookie dough dip or a cheesecake dip. Very easy to make. Usually just add a little bit of sour cream or a little bit of cream cheese. Chill it for a few hours and it's ready to go.
Yeah, that sounds tasty too. So come and check out all those mixes. We'll talk, keep it on the food here. I know you've got a bunch of pancake mixes too that are very popular.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a new one. For anybody out there who likes to use their flat top grills or use their Blackstone, these pancake mixes are so easy to mix up and just throw on there and you can kind of do some grilling for breakfast.
I like it.
Because, we can grill for breakfast, lunch, and dinner now. No need to even go in the
kitchen.
Who needs
a stove? Exactly.
That's right. So those are great options. We also have maple flavor of pancakes, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, apple cinnamon, some different syrups as well. So a lot of options if you're looking for some breakfast grilling.
Yeah, I like that idea too. So check out those pancake mixes and syrups at the Walnut Grove Mercantile. And then, we talk about the Blackstone. I mean, that comes with some different utensils. You can do grilling or, whipping up one of these dips. You've got a lot of different utensils and things that can help us do that, too.
Sure. Just in case you picked up all your food and you say, I need a drizzle brush or a spatula or I need a new apron because I've made a mess of my old one. It got a little smoky.
Sure.
We have all those kitchen items. We have great aprons, pot holders, anything you might need to do some summer cooking this year.
Okay, very good. So I tell you what, that's a lot of ground we've covered here this morning. So it's a good day to go on over and stop into the Walnut Grove Mercantile. Like Nick said, they're previewing this smoky dokey dip today, so you can give that a try. I would highly recommend it. It's very tasty. And, of course, with all the different things that we've covered here today, the best way to get your hands on those is to just stop into the store. I know you were talking about the different travelers that come by Marshall, you know, maybe on their way up north or whatever.
Yeah.
You get a lot of repeat customers that are not from, you know, the immediate area, don't
you? That's right. This time of year, we really start to see the tourists start coming through as they're going to South Dakota, or maybe they're going the opposite direction, up north, down south. A lot of people pass by and they always stop. They say, well, every year we make this trip, we stop by every time because we always have something new. We have a lot of different items. And so even if you're a local, if you're a traveler passing through, make sure to stop on by. You know, our hours are 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. So we're always open and ready to help you out. And then on Saturdays, we are open 10 to 4.
Okay, very good. And then you've got your website, too, that folks can kind of get a preview of, you know, especially your fudge and your honeys and your barbecue sauce and stuff like that on there too, right?
Yep. We have our website, walnutgrovemerc.com. And we have all of the products that we make ourselves. So that would be the Klein's honey that you're familiar with, the barbecue sauce flavors, all the fudge, the homemade caramels. We didn't even talk about caramels today. There was so much going on. All of our products that we make, you can always order online in the store, and we can ship those to you.
Okay, very good. Well, we certainly appreciate the goodies this morning. Thanks for sharing those with us. And we hope that folks stop in and see you there at the Walnut Grove Mercantile, just off of the Highway 23 bypass here on Lyon Street. So be sure to stop in and see him today. Nick, thanks for coming over.
You bet. You have a great day,
Heath. I appreciate it. Nick Klein with us at Walnut Grove Mercantile. Again, walnutgrovemerc.com. Or stop in and see them with those hours and very convenient times for you to stop in, as they're there a little bit later in the afternoons for you to stay and get everything you need for your grilling. I know I'm going to have to stop by and maybe pick up a little all of this different stuff. So check them out, the Walnut Grove Mercantile, right here in Marshall.